The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentences of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's this scripture that has been a comfort to me over the past few years, and I will say it to us. It's John chapter 3, verse 19. It says, "Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil." I took some time to meditate and review this scripture so that I can learn more and more what it really means. And as you know, I have lived in a country that has succumbed to civil war and genocide. The amount of lies and deception was and is still staggering. It's one of those things when you get hurt because you get hurt by people, they reinforce your prejudice of them. So it becomes like a circle, really. Then somebody else who gets hurt another person, and that it confirms the other person that actually this person is bad, they can hurt you, and which Jesus is not that way, because he would rather see the potential that that person has to change. So there was monumental suffering all around. Both parts, they lost a lot of people. Unfortunately, in national tragedy like that, someone is bound to benefit from all that chaos. We see this old story over and over again from the very beginning. And the prophet Jeremiah had also lived some of the hardest part times of the nations of Israel. And the greatest danger for the nation of Israel was that common people, the poor, the powerless, ended up worshiping foreign gods alongside Yahweh, the God of Israel, which is a no for God. If there is anything terrible you could do is to worship other gods. You remember that commandment? You should worship the Lord your God and not foreign gods. So that's the worst thing you could do. And I told myself, I know why. The poor were very vulnerable because they were the first to be affected by the nation's tragedy. And the sad part, they were not responsible for that tragedy. Their leaders were the real initiators. And as usual, like the Rwandan case, the privileged took advantage of the whole situation. The leaders had forgotten what their real God-given mission, which was to be true shepherds of Israel. And what did they do? Greed and selfishness allowed tragedy and caused God's sheep to go away. And God was not pleased, to say the least. In fact, God accused the leaders. "It is you who scattered my flock. Now that you have pushed me, forgive me, I'm paraphrasing here, I will gather the remnant of my flock to bring them to their true pasture, and I will appoint new shepherds who will care for them, who will bind them. If they get an orthopedic doctor, care for them. If their bones were broken, if they have laceration, they will apply some ointment. I want new shepherds for my flock." And God was very determined, because it's his mission to gather all the children back into his true pasture. Jesus, the light, came into the world to defeat the kingdom of darkness that holds us prisoners and to bring us safely into the kingdom of his Father in heaven through forgiveness of sins. Now, God knows that we humans have goofed up time and time again, and goofed up again and time again, and God knows that. And this is why Canticle 4 and 16 are songs of praise that appeal to the tender mercy and compassion of God and for the forgiveness of our sins. They relate God's passion to give the light to those who sit in darkness. And this is good hope for all humans, because the kingdom of darkness does not have the last word. You who suffer silently, listen. God has not forgotten you, nor your situation. May you be made strong to endure everything with patience. That's what Paul tells Colossians. Know that the works of darkness will thrash around and touch every lives, even our very own lives. But call on Jesus, the Son of God, every time. Jesus rescues us from the power of darkness and is eager to transfer us into the kingdom of his peaceful heaven. Because in him we have the forgiveness of sins. In fact, when Jesus was on the cross, we have evidence that one of the criminals that was hanged alongside, who was repentant, received the forgiveness for his sins. This is what Jesus told him. "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." But you know what blows my mind even more? Is that Jesus was offering this forgiveness to everyone. Everyone, I mean everyone. It wasn't only for him, it was also for everyone. This is what he told them. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And this is what I was thinking. Poor me. I was thinking he was talking to those soldiers that were insulting him, spitting on him, and crucifying him, and being cheeky with him, and all that. He was talking about them. No, not only them, and those who sent them, and those who decided he's going to go to the cross. He was talking about all of us, all of us. Earlier on, driving here, I was thinking about even the days when I'm on my phone and maybe I'm driving and my phone has a way of telling me, "I am not driving. You have to press that if you want to read anything." So if I press that I'm not driving, I'm lying, because I'm driving. So who else knows that there is something off that we do? Jesus was talking to all of us, not those soldiers, but even more the people who were sending those soldiers. He was talking to all of us. Even in the midst of being persecuted, abused, and being killed, Jesus was still offering forgiveness of sins. This kingdom that accepts you and forgive you, why would anyone want to turn it down? Whereas we all have accumulated in our lives all kinds of prejudices because people have hurt us, and we've confirmed it solidifies a lot of prejudices in us, and we need to forgive them. to have that part of us leak, of that prejudice and all those things we've accumulated ever since we started having people hurt us. It needs to get out. And Jesus, that's what he did for us. Today, this King of Kings, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is offering forgiveness for sins for us. He is also repeating this prophecy from Jeremiah that tells us, and I'm paraphrasing again, forgive me, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Go out in peace to love and serve the Lord. You are the new shepherds that I want to send out to the faith community, to your own families, to care for my bruised sheep out there. Remember, always forgive. Forgive always and forgive again. Again and again, forgive again. Again and forgive. This is the kingdom of God after all. Call on the tender mercy of our God. Pray for the deep peace of Christ for others in the other people's lives. Feel the same passion that God has for his own children. Perhaps beginning with your own family or in your church family. Allow Christ to come in your heart and scatter the kingdom of darkness. Be free from sin. But sometime, call upon your priest to pray over your house and to dedicate it to Christ. Appoint Christ to be king over your heart and your everything. Amen.